This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, Sevilla Man speaks with two members of the Complete Streets Coalition. They want to change the traffic flow around Kalamazoo, specifically the downtown's one-way streets. But first, how does a student become the first in their family to attend college? The Learning Network of Kalamazoo's College and Career Access Network aims to boost college enrollment among low-income students in Kalamazoo County, including the first generation in their family to attend college. The College Advisor Corps has been working with students at Comstock High School and is now at Galesburg Augusta High School. Jimmy Cotter is one of the advisors working at Comstock. He says students often don't know what's possible. Cotter tells the story of one student who wasn't planning on going to college.
He's a student who is incredibly high achieving academically and incredibly bright and promising student, but has faced a number of challenges through home life and then through financial situations. But he's a young student who, when he's got his ACT scores back, he picked it up and saw 30 and thought, cool, and set it down. And when he went into his senior year, he was getting all these letters and potential scholarships from colleges, but he didn't really know if he should open them because he thought that's just what colleges did, was just send high school seniors letters. And when we had talked for the first time, I was asking him, do you know what you could potentially get out of this with not only your academic achievements, but all of your home life and financial situations? And he was truly unaware and at first was a little afraid of the process.
Cotter says the young man is now more than ready for college. I spoke with Jimmy Cotter and with Evan Pawkin, the head of the Learning Network of Greater Kalamazoo's College and Career Action Network. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you
for having us, Gordon.
How does the College Advising Corps work?
Yeah, so it's a national organization that was founded 7 years ago now, and what it does is it aims at placing recent college graduates in high schools with high percentages of first-generation, low-income, and underrepresented students. And the idea is to get that near-peer advisor, students who have just gone through the college process, and it's very fresh on their mind to be able to relate to students who have a lot of questions with what their future holds, and try to build that connection as best as the advisor and the student can to ensure a good path and a good plan.
Evan, are there certain students who are eligible to actually receive help or assistance?
The students that are eligible are actually eligible because their school is eligible. So there's a certain threshold for free and reduced lunch population that a school has to meet in order to qualify for a college advisor through both the College Advising Corps and Advise Michigan with the Michigan College Access Network.
What are the barriers that are there that we may not think about that the student whose parents didn't go to college now is going to face when they start the process of saying, A, can I go to school, and B, where can I go?
Yeah, I think, obviously financial challenges and obstacles are the first thing that comes to mind, but I think what a lot of people don't understand is the social resources, those family resources, having that the idea of what that path looks like. For our first-generation college students, they don't have that, and they don't understand or are not familiar with, I should say, kind of the unthought-about steps within college, deadlines, what it takes to fill out a FAFSA, how do I apply for outside scholarships. It does tie back into that financial resource aspect, but just the having somebody who's done that before is the biggest obstacle for a lot of our students.
I think also just the know-how of the application process can be huge. It seems easy to fill out a form, but there are some specific things that students that don't have parents that have attended college need assistance with, even at the very first step in the college access process. And additionally, just emotional support through such a huge change in their life can be really beneficial for students that don't have parents that really have the know-how of the college-going culture.
The FAFSA form, I don't know, a lot of people might say that's not easy to fill out anyway, even if you do know someone who's been through it before. Is that some of what you help them with, is kind of navigating all of the things, not just the college application, but some of the external things that you might do as well?
Yeah, the College Advising Corps focuses a lot on FAFSA completion and assistance in that process. Also, the College and Career Action Network, which is the program that I coordinate, hosts FAFSA events throughout the county and allows for financial aid experts and other volunteers to come in and actually assist any student that needs assistance, with really a target on those low-income first-generation students.
Another really important aspect of filling out the FAFSA is not just for those first-generation students, those low-income students who might not know their ways around it, but it's also for the students and the families that feel as if they're very comfortable. And there's this kind of there's this idea that, oh, well, I'm not going to get any assistance, so there's no need to fill out the FAFSA, and that's just not true. I mean, we encourage and we recommend that everyone fills out the FAFSA, just because there's no telling what current situation you are in that may make you eligible for money. It's filling out that FAFSA for all demographics is incredibly important.
But you are dealing with a population that on average is lower income, I guess you could say, than perhaps the general population. So is it more likely that they're going to find that there is some aid available to them?
Yeah, and you know, the aid is the chances of aid is obviously much higher for our low-income students. A lot of Michigan grants and a lot of Michigan aid, but that's not to say that there are not opportunities and chances for aid for all students of different financial backgrounds.
And there are many factors that contribute to the amount of aid that students can get, especially federally, through the Pell Grant, which is eligible after completion of the FAFSA. A lot of students and parents assume that it's just based on the income that they have, but there's other factors such as how many people are in their family and also how many students in that family are currently attending college. Those can all contribute to whether or not a student can qualify for a federal Pell Grant.
So if there's three kids in the house and they're all at college at that point, that factors into the mix in terms of what you might be eligible for.
Correct. And there are some additional things as well. It's a very complicated algorithm that they've come up with to calculate what they call the expected family contribution, which they use to calculate the amount of aid that a student would be eligible for.
Bridge Magazine, which is the online news service that the Center for Michigan, the Think and Do Tank based in Ann Arbor, runs, they have identified a lack of counselors at the high school level is a big problem. Matter of fact, this was kind of one of their focuses for this year. Does the College Advising Corps get at that a little bit and provide some support that normally students may not be finding in Michigan right now?
Absolutely, and that's and College Advising Corps works nationwide on that problem. It's a huge problem here in Michigan, but it's also a huge problem across the United States, and in particularly a state where College Advising Corps is a huge presence in California. And that's part of the reason that we're here. We are trying to ease that burden on schools and on students. And obviously this opportunity is granted by many organizations, but particularly the Learning Network, who allows us to try to tackle this problem and come in and get advisors where they're needed.
How is this program funded?
The program is funded through contributions from the Michigan College Access Network, MSU in particular, for the College Advising Corps through MSU, and also match funds through an outside agency. And the Learning Network of Greater Kalamazoo has provided the match funds for the College Advising Corps advisors in Kalamazoo County.
Is it the expectation that you're going to be able to continue to do this? Does the money dry up at any point in the foreseeable future?
We are really looking to expand the program, and there are several eligible schools in Kalamazoo County that have not had an advisor. We would really like to move forward with expanding this opportunity to those districts because we see such a huge benefit with the college advisors that we currently have on board.
So what would have to happen for you to be able to expand?
For us to be able to expand, the school districts really just need to be informed about the process and what their requirements may be for the different programs that are available, and then they just need to apply for a college advisor. The Learning Network has committed to being able to put up the funding for startups of these college advisors in different districts. And then the thought process would be that hopefully school districts will start to see this as a resource that they can't live without and possibly provide some additional funding to help support them in the future to sustain the program a little bit more concretely.
Is this perhaps creating a pipeline that maybe, you know, as we talked about that lack of advisors out there, that maybe now we're developing that farm system, I guess, if you want to say, of advisors who may one day be able to step into that void?
That's definitely the hope. I mean, I can speak on behalf of College Advising Corps. It's grown every single year. It started out just through the University of Virginia, kind of through trial 7 years ago, and it's grown into over 30 colleges across the colleges and universities across the nation that have partnered up and have placed over 500 advisors, over 530 advisors in schools across the nation. You know, continued growth has not only occurred, but it's also expected going forward. And we're all hopeful that this will be a trend that continues.
Is it something you'd like to continue doing, Jimmy?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about the College Advising Corps that you give a, you know, a 2-year commitment, because it's really important that we keep this near peer atmosphere. So I guess, you know, sooner or later I'm going to get too old to be a near peer. But this opportunity thus far has been everything I had hoped for, and I'm very excited to not only move forward for the rest of this year with my students, but also be around for another year. I mean, Comstock is an incredible community, and I feel very, very fortunate to be a part of not only their community, but of kind of this college advising community as a whole.
So what are the results that we're seeing so far? I mean, what can we say this program is doing in terms of getting that group of students ready to go on to college?
In a general sense, and Jimmy can speak to Comstock specifically, they're really targeting improving the FAFSA completion rate and financial aid resources for students, increasing college applications, and also getting students on college campuses, so arranging visits and helping to fund those visits for students as well, and just in general giving support system, whether it be social emotional or finding financial resources, so a support system to help those students throughout the process.
And is there some numbers showing that this is on the rise in Comstock and other places where it's in place?
Definitely. So the Corps as a whole, they track what we call KPIs, key performance indicators. And within those, there's a couple of really big events that we really try to knock out of the park each year. We just went through College Application Week, which was the last week in October, and it was a huge success. You know, the goal is to get 100% of graduating seniors to apply to at least one college by the end of that week. We got to 99%. We have one new student who is having some troubles locating Social Security numbers, so she will be addressed later in the year, and she will have all the resources. But other than that, we were able to successfully get all graduating seniors to apply to a college, and that's huge for us. You know, just to have that opportunity to, and that experience to go through and fill out the college application, and then that kind of the feeling of success that when you submit it and you know that you've applied to a college. You know, some students are more excited and more willing to fill out that college application, but even those that you have to work with to try to get down and try to meet up with to submit that app, when you see them do it, I mean, there's a smile and there's a sense of accomplishment, and we hope that builds this momentum to keep rolling forward for them to explore even more avenues.
What do you do for that student who, at least at first, is not quite as enthusiastic about the idea of filling out an application for college?
Yeah, I think everyone has their own methods, but I just try to get a feel for why they're feeling that way. And if they tell me that they don't need to fill out a college application, then I just, you know, I accept that for a second and I ask what their plan is. And then when they tell me that they're just going to get a job, then I ask, okay, so how are you going to do that? Do you know the requirements for this job that you want to do? And then once we have that conversation, we hope it becomes a little bit more realistic in terms of understanding what needs to be accomplished. More times than not, they will try to just get me to shut up and fill out that application somewhere. But other times they kind of start, you see the wheels turning, and to get, you know, get them into a library or to a computer and just help them walk through that application. You know, every student poses their own challenges, but even more important, every student has a lot of potential moving forward. So we just got to tap into that.
Evan, you mentioned the desire to perhaps expand this. If you had to, and I realize this may be a bit of a stretch here to put a number on it, but I mean, what percentage of students do you think you're reaching right now who could benefit from this? In other words, is there a large group out there in Kalamazoo County who is not able to take advantage of a program like this just simply because of the requirements and because of the lack of resources?
Yes, I think, I don't know about a specific number, but I know that KPS would qualify for college advisors in their school district, and they're, of course, one of the larger districts in the county. And additionally, we have not yet placed our college advisors in the alternative schools throughout the county, which I think is another population that could really use some one-on-one time to talk through this process, because of course that's a group of students that college is probably not on their radar, and we want to really use this as an opportunity to tell all students that college is an option. It's not necessarily that we're saying you need to enroll, although that's what we would love to see happen. There's so many students and parents that just don't feel that college is in their grasp at all. And this opportunity allows them to see that it could potentially be an option for them. And that's huge for so many students, especially those that struggle to think of the ways that they could afford college and don't have the parental support in terms of the know-how to get there.
KPS would also seem to be a place, because of the promise, with a lot of first in their family going to college type students out there who may benefit from a little advising, a little assistance, right?
Yes, absolutely. The promise is such a benefit for the students in Kalamazoo Public Schools, and to have, once again, somebody to walk through all of the other things, because we now recognize that they've eliminated at least a good majority of the financial barrier that may come up, but there's so many other factors that need to be discussed and presented to students before they really see themselves as college bound.
Evan and Jimmy, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gordon.
Evan Pawkin is the head of College and Career Network for the Learning Network of Greater Kalamazoo, and Jimmy Cotter is one of the advisors working at Comstock High School. Links with more information on the Learning Network of Greater Kalamazoo and the College Advising Corps can be found at wmuk.org.